piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time of men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton. And we're the food guys.
As food guys, we read quite a bit of stuff, looking for ideas about shows that we would do and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and also keeping track of trends.
And the latest in research regarding food and health.
One of the things that we find in even sources like the Wall Street Journal, for instance, is that our attention will be drawn to some topic that purports to be new and exciting, and something is amiss here. Now, here's an article from the Wall Street Journal from this year, and it says it's headlined, New Health Culprit Carnitine Found in Red Meat.
Right.
So it's a health culprit.
Well, it's like it's been trying to hide, and it's been found.
Oh, yeah.
It's giving this chemical a personality. What the Wall Street Journal has done, they created this sensational headline.
Yeah.
The article that they are citing, it's called Nature Medicine.
Uh-huh.
What they're pointing out is that carnitine, a compound that is abundant in red meat and that is also sold as a dietary supplement and added to energy drinks, makes people more susceptible to heart disease and heart attacks. What they say is that carnitine helps the body transport fatty acids into cells to be used as energy. That's fine.
Okay.
But researchers at the Cleveland Clinic found that in both humans and mice, always important to link the two because the mice are the experimental animals, that certain bacteria in the digestive tract convert carnitine to a metabolite that we're going to abbreviate as TMAO, and TMAO promotes atherosclerosis or thickening of the arteries. So right away, you read this article and you think, oh my gosh, I can't be eating red meat anymore because now the carnitine in it is even making things worse than the cholesterol and other stuff that was in red meat that was supposed to be bad for us. But the article does point out that the new findings don't mean that red meat is more hazardous than previously thought, but they may help explain the underlying risk of red meat, which some researchers have long thought was greater than saturated fat and cholesterol content could explain. So basically, the carnitine may be showing us a pathway for heart disease that hasn't been demonstrated before. So that the cholesterol and the saturated fat, we don't really know how serious they are, except doctors will tell you in epidemiological studies that those people who eat a lot of red meat have a greater risk of heart disease and stroke. It's a correlative thing. But I object to the single chemical as being either the villain or the good guy.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
And the literature is full of it. You read about flax and you read about chia, and you read about acai, and you read about pomegranates, and they're pointing out all these healthful molecules in there. Well, if these foods are part of your regular diet, that's fine. But don't go singling out something to think that it's going to be some magic bullet or magic potion that's going to give you eternal life because of its healthful properties.
It's an aspect of journalism, the media
generally. Oh, yes, it is. But
they like to focus on a single thing so that they can explain that to the public and present it to the public, and it catches attention. And the consequences of it are vast, if you ask me.
Yeah.
We soon find ourselves sort of inundated with these things like, oh, we got to avoid fat. You have to go on a fat-free diet. No, we're all going on a fat-free diet. But that doesn't turn out to be quite the answer to the problem.
No, it's not the answer.
It's this kind of focusing on one little thing and blowing it out of proportion that is sort of a favorite gambit of the press. This particular article demonstrates that.
Mm-hmm. Calling it a culprit.
We're onto this guy now.
The manufacturers of energy drinks that put carnitine in will say that the researchers were drawing large conclusions from small studies of mice, bacteria, and human biomarkers.
Uh-huh.
But what he does say that I think is really important, the concept that one component of your diet, is responsible for your health woes is questionable.
Having read the article, I immediately went online to see the ingredients in 5-Hour Energy. It's a very popular bottle that you can buy and gulp down.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find any carnitine, but it might have been disguised
as something else.
Something else. Who mm-hmm. knows? Manufacturers, if they think that something is useful, they'll extract it and put it in. Pretty soon it'll be advertised. Oh, with carnitine.
Yes,
you
with
know,
right.
More energy. Well, those are the problems that we're confronted with when we're talking about food, is because our whole approach to food isn't very holistic.
And that's the problem. It should be holistic. Michael Pollan, eat real food.
Eat food.
Not too much.
Mostly plants. And that's the kind of thing that we should be listening to.
Yes.
And you should be listening to
The Food Guys.
Breakfast.